broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
What do you do on the start on this one?
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio, hard-hitting news that Etrich refused to use. No doubt continues now. This is hour two of two. This is the broadcast for May 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Promoting God, family, country, protecting life, liberty, and property. That's who we are. We've been doing it for 25 years. Liberty Roundtable Live is your radio broadcast. Kirk Crosby is with me. Welcome to the show, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Now, why are we playing this moon song, Kurt?
Well, somehow when I was, doing my kind of nightly wind down after, getting home around 10 or whatever, and I turn on YouTube and, I like to watch that little song called Don't Worry Baby, and then I like Amarillo by Morning, and anyway, somehow this one came up, this one from this group called Foxes and Fossils, and it's apparently an old song from Neil Young that I couldn't remember, but these guys really made it kind of cool. And the reason they call their group Foxes and Fossils is they've got these rather older gentlemen that are playing, cool, like guitar
the
and
fossils,
different things
dude.
Like that. That's right. And then they've got these younger ladies that do the, the vocals. And so they do some real cool stuff, I thought. And so I thought you might enjoy the tune, Sam.
Yeah.
Were you familiar with them already?
Familiar with these people? No. Familiar with Neil Young's song? Yes.
Yeah. But
now, Kurt, Neil Young sings it a little bit different. You know that, right?
That's what I'm thinking. It was probably quite different, But anyway, I just don't remember Harvest Moon being like that,
In fact, let me tell you why I bring it up now, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I put the audio in your folder because I know Kurt wants that tune,
Yeah, that was really nice of you.
But anyway, I don't know if you know, but tomorrow's supposed to be a ripping supermoon, Kurt.
Ripping supermoon.
You know about this?
I heard that it was supposed to be, one of those deals where you can't see part of it. Was that eclipse? I guess that's right. Is that part of that or not?
Well, kinda.
You gotta
look this up, Kurt.
Okay.
Look up Wednesday's supermoon. They say that you're going to be able to see it in the west. Those folks on the east coast and in the south won't be able to see it very well.
Supermoon.
Supermoon Wednesday night.
All right.
It's pretty cool, though. It's going to be very interesting. Those people in the West can see it the most, they say. They call it a super blood moon 2021, my friend. Total lunar eclipse.
Wouldn't that mean that the moon is being discriminatory, Sam? I mean, if you can see it better in certain places, I mean, that'd be a discriminatory moon.
I don't know what it's thinking.
I mean, that's Congress should maybe take this up and pass some kind of a law.
Hawaii will have the best view, followed by California.
Uh-huh.
The Pacific Northwest, New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a full super moon, Kurt.
Huh.
Yeah, they call it a full... Let me give you the details. It's a full super blood wolf moon, Kurt.
Blood wolf moon. Yeah, they
you
say...
You start howling at the moon, Kurt?
I guess so. The Indian Express says... Explain, total lunar eclipse and supermoon, the two celestial events coinciding on May 26th. Celestial events coinciding, they say the celestial event coincided with this year's only total lunar eclipse. I thought they just had one of those that everybody drove somewhere far away for, just a little. Well, they said it was the first since January 2019. I thought they said it wasn't going to come around for another 40 years or something like that. But anyway, they say a supermoon and a total lunar eclipse have not occurred together in nearly 6 years. I can't really keep track of these things. But anyway, NASA, they say, notes that a supermoon occurs probably the same time you get the magic bullet thing going on, Sam. When the moon's orbit is closest to the Earth at the same time that the moon is full. Yeah, because the moon is really... not full most of the time, but I mean, once it's had enough to eat and it's full. As the moon orbits the Earth, they say there's a point of time when the distance between the two is the least. They call that the perigee.
And by the way, that's like 15 minutes long, so you better look quick, baby. The whole show is 5 hours long, but the real total eclipse will last about 15 minutes, Kurt.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the moon starts to ebb. Is what they say.
Yeah, that's right. They call it the perigee and the apogee. I guess those are the phrases. Now they say when a full moon appears at the point when the distance between the Earth and the moon is at the least, not only does it appear to be brighter, but it also is larger than a regular full moon. I got a little tuned for them. Now they should say it appears to be larger, because I don't think, well, I guess if it's full, it would be larger, you know, like Sam, you know, when you're full after a big Italian meal or whatever, you know, then you're
I don't need larger. Italian, that'd be racist buddy.
That's right, good point.
Now, they say last month's supermoon, by contrast, was only 96 miles away, and unlike a solar eclipse, there's no harm at looking at this thing, Kurt. You can look at it, without glasses, and it won't ruin your eyes or anything else. Check it out. It'll be a big, full, bright moon, buddy. Lunar shows are on the horizon, my friend.
Well, I'm going to try to remember that, you know, Sam.
Yeah.
There you go.
The moon's going to dim in November, but it won't turn red. You can watch for that one coming up. But I like how they call it a super blood wolf moon, Kurt. What does a blood wolf moon mean?
Well, I don't know, but...
Kurt, you got to find out, man. What the heck is a wolf?
Scripture talk
moon?
About in the last days is going to be like a red moon or something like that. Maybe is that part of that? Anyway.
What does wolf moon mean, Kurt? Do you know?
Well, I think your pal, what's her name? Alexa would know, right?
Alexa would know what a blood wolf moon is? She doesn't know that kind of stuff.
Well, sure.
What is
she
a
does.
Wolf moon, Kurt? The full moon in January is oftentimes referred to as a wolf moon.
That's in January. How can you have it now?
Well, Kurt, because what happens is here's how they get the wolf moon. Ready? Wolves were frequently howling at the moon.
Okay.
And so when it gets biggest and boldest and super moon and brightest,
how do they know
all that kind of stuff?
Howling at the moon. That's what I want to know. I mean,
what do you mean?
Howling. I mean, just because their nose kind of points up.
Kurt,
you know.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. They say this. It's scientific.
Yes. Oh, of course it is. blood moon. They say call it a blood moon or a wolf moon, or to be more precise, a super flower blood moon. Oh, did you know that, Sam? There you go.
The super flower blood moons, yes, sir.
Now, see, that's the kind of news you'll count on from, you know, the Yahoo.
That's right. Now, let me tell you why we cover this so much. Number one is that they call it a super flower moon because it's, you know, flowers bloom, Kurt, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the moon at its fullest is considered a bloom. That's why it's a flower moon. The reason it's a blood moon is because it looks super red, so it's blood moon. The reason it's a wolf moon is because wolves howl at the moon. Now, how dare you question all that, my friend?
What are you thinking?
Now, let me tell you something right now. You were a conspiracy theorist about all this night sky stuff, Kurt. Never mind the biblical realities, okay? Forget all that. You're just a whacked out conspiracy theorist. You probably believe in UFOs, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, here's the headline. Harry Reid just joined you.
Oh, yeah.
Former Senator Harry Reid believes the American people deserves more information about UFOs.
Imagine that. Harry Reid, a hero from the former Senate.
Harry Reid thinks you deserve more information about your conspiracy theories.
I know you miss him really bad.
Yes, I do. Turns out, ladies and gentlemen, the conspiracy theorists like us, they said we were just into conspiracy and there was nothing to it. We were just crazy. Us and Art Bell were just running around loony, howling at wolf moons, wolf moons and stuff. And now Harry Reid wants us to learn more about the factual evidence of UFOs. What?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
A girl got banned from government school for wearing a Jesus Loves Me mask. But they say BLM masks, Black Lives Matter masks, they're okay, Kurt. Yeah, well, the blood moon rolls, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Reid believes you ought to know more about them UFOs now. So they lied and lied and lied about UFOs, said they're not real, said anybody who believes in them or discusses them is a whacked out conspiracy theorist, crazy as a loon, probably howling at the moon. And now it turns out that, hey, the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, others knew about UFOs and covered up the information for literally decades. Donald Trump unclassified some of it, more and more information about it coming out. But former Senator Harry Reid believes we deserve more information on UFOs. And a girl gets banned for wearing a Jesus Loves Me mask, but BLM masks are just fine. And then these people wonder why we don't trust them, Kurt. They just Can't get it. It's amazing.
Amazing, huh, Sam? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but beyond masks, okay.
Crazy.
I mean, it is insane, going on. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's interested in the weather, too, Kurt. Now, you look at that moon tomorrow night now, buddy. Get on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, Biden doubles budget for extreme weather planning. FEMA funds community preparations before disasters hit. So they're already telling you there's going to be weather disasters, Kurt. They're doubling funding for it and getting ready for when it all goes down. Fires and hurricanes and tornadoes and all manner of natural and man-made disasters everywhere. And here's what's fascinating. They double the budget. They know it's coming. I don't know why they don't look to God, the ultimate weatherman, and pray for calm and repent and change. And I mean, he tells us that he'll heal our land and protect us and everything. And I don't know why we have all this discussion, all this doubling of budgets, all this climate change, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and nobody mentions the almighty weatherman. Kurt, what's going on around here, buddy?
Yep.
You know, shut down the Jesus mask girl, huh?
Good point, Sam. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're exactly right. You know, and we talked about that yesterday with that couple I was telling you about. They had this really cool Harley they pulled up on, and they basically said that, hey man, you know, last year we decided to homeschool our kids because we wanted them to be able to breathe. And I thought, well, that's a weird reason to homeschool. I mean, imagine breathing, Sam. But, you know, it's the whole mask thing is just continuing on. It seems like, you know, you got some people that are just hating to leave those masks. I mean, the one thing I can tell you is at least this last Sunday, Sam, was our first time in, what, over a year, I think it was, that our congregation that I'm part of, when in our church we call it a ward, was able to meet all together without masks. And there were still a few folks who didn't wear them, but you know, most, I mean, I'd say 95% weren't. And we got to even be there for the full normal time, Sam.
Did everybody die?
We haven't heard many reports of deaths since then, but sure that'll be coming real quick, Sam. Yeah.
No, buddy. Mm-hmm. People are starting to realize they've been had, Kurt. That's the bottom line.
Imagine that.
Now, I'm not saying that corona can't be, you know, difficult, and I'm not saying people can't die from it. I'm not underestimating the severity of or the disease. I'm not minimizing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am telling you that... you know, people can get over it. I'll give you an example. Ted Nugent, Kurt, 72 years old, he got the COCO, and he first said the COCO's bogus, da-da-da. Then he got it and got really, really sick.
Yeah.
But there's a headline that says how Ted Nugent beat the SH star star out of the coronavirus.
SH star star, yes, that's right.
I'm just saying. So
that's the way Ted would do it, too.
That is right. But he just says, you know what I did? I got a lot of sunlight. I got a lot of sleep. I ate raw meat and vegetables by the bucket full. And I took vitamins and minerals and health foods. And I prayed and I beat it, Kurt, in a week, he says.
Wow. Cool.
Now, I know Ted's a little bit saltier than we like. I get it. But I also say that he's right, Kurt.
He's a frequent guest on the program.
Yes, he is. He's right, though, when he points to God. He's right when he points to good eating and exercise. He's right when he points to prayer.
Drink, you know. Like.
Yeah, or do any drugs. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I'm just telling you, so it's interesting how Ted Nugent beat the SH star out of the coronavirus. That's a big old headline, and now the mainstream press are just going ballistic over that. They're saying he's not a scientist. How would he know? You know, they just try to attack Ted every way they can. Just like they're attacking Eric Clapton, who says, don't take the COCO virus, man. It almost killed me. Don't do it. Now they're mocking Eric Clapton, too.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is I'm just going to watch the Super Blood Wolf Moon tomorrow night. That's what I'm going to do. Telling you right now. Girl got banned from school for Jesus Loves Me mask with Black Lives Matter masks available. Double standards out of control.
Ooh.
Biden doubles budget for extreme weather. He knows it's a coming. Why doesn't he turn the nation to God Almighty? Joe, you got some leadership, buddy. Let's take it. Let's get it done. But now parents and students are miffed.
Oh, yeah?
You know what miffed means, Kirk?
They're upset. They're kind of ticked off. They're worried. They're bothered. You know,
that's you want to know why?
Kind of things. I could say there's a lot of reasons. They
yearbook photo edits this time, Kirk.
Oh, that's right. I remember this
yearbook
story,
photo edits.
Yeah, that's
horrible,
right.
They say.
Yep.
Message. Flaws. It's Bartram Trail High School is where it's at.
Uh-huh.
And here's what happened, man. The school digitally altered 80 girls' pictures.
Yep.
Now, the reason they did this was to cover up the bare chests and shoulders of these girls.
Yep.
Of these minors, I might clarify.
Yeah, and they work
so the
in
school,
is it a copper mine or is it a gold mine? I can't remember their
miners. Well, it depends on how you look at it, Kurt.
Oh,
it's a gold mine if
right.
you like to see the women's chests, right?
Good point. Yeah,
see?
That's right. Sorry.
Now, the
that.
School tried to have some modesty.
Yep.
And they got slaughtered by parents and students for it. So they literally modified these children's clothing to, digitally speaking on the photos, to make the girls more modest, Kurt, because a lot of girls were kind of... Oh, how do you say it properly?
Showing off.
Showing too much skin.
Yeah, that's right.
That's probably
And the girls were kind of ticked off because they said, well, the guys are, you know, I mean, they got basketball jerseys and stuff like that. And the girls just somehow, maybe they got to go back to that, was it Time or Life magazine years ago said something like, men and women are different. Huh. I mean, it was like a... whole new, you know, thing they experienced, they learned about, you know.
Now, the problem with it is that, in my opinion, see, this is where our society is melting down, Kurt, because it's the parents and students that are against the school. The school usually is the one that's kind of promoting the perversion.
Yeah.
And the parents are going, whoa, 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 stop that. We don't want, now it's the school's trying to promote modesty, and the parents and students are literally rioting over this, Kurt.
Yeah, the headline from USA Today on it says, they've made these girls feel humiliated.
As if showing your...
That's okay, you know.
Sacred parts that, wouldn't be humiliating, Kurt?
Good point. The BBC's even picked it up, Sam. I mean,
yes, sir. Take this sucker viral, that and the blood moon.
Yes.
Come on.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I don't really understand this story, though. What do the parents want?
Well, they're upset because they say these digital alterations were made without permission. Now, I don't understand, you know, exactly how this is so terrible. I mean, now, it's one thing to, you know, cover them up a little more, but I guess...
Now, you know what the school could do, Kurt?
What's
this
that?
Is the headline demonstrating the absurd by being absurd, okay?
Okay.
Tell you what the school could do. They could take the opposite approach.
Yeah.
No. They could take the opposite approach for the yearbook, and they could go to the TSA, and they could get the digitally make you naked software.
Yeah, good point.
And they could just make all these chicks naked in the yearbook and send that sucker out. And just say, we partnered with your favorite TSA. We wanted to put these girls in their original form.
They say there's a double standard, Sam, in the yearbook.
Yes,
and
there is.
More than that, they looked at our body and thought just a little bit of skin showing was sexual. This is what one of their students said, Riley O'Keefe. I guess that's a girl's name. But then they looked at the boys for the swim team photos and other sports photos and thought that was fine. That's really upsetting and uncomfortable. Is it upsetting and uncomfortable?
See, all you got to do is digitally make them all in their birthday suits via TSA. And the government school and it ought to fix it all, shouldn't it, Kurt? There'd be no controversy anymore.
I'll tell you how to fix it all. Just shut that dang thing down.
Government school down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Kurt, the parents are not about to do that.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The country of Belarus is going to pay a price of sanctions for diverting a commercial airline with military jets to capture an opposing journalist. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Pratasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime.
A pilot was killed when a military plane crashed near Las Vegas, Nevada, after taking off from Nellis Air Force Base Monday afternoon. The unidentified pilot was with Draken US, a Florida company. No injuries were reported on the ground. The plane was the Dassault Aviation Mirage F1. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, always on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we got more to cover than you can imagine on your radio. So the girl got banned for the Jesus Loves Me mask. Black Lives Matter masks, okay. But now, these girls are mad because the yearbook editors put more clothes on the girls. They say the dresses look horrible. The school should be ashamed, and the clothes make the girls look weird, and they're now, well, they're having kind of an emotional concern and crisis over this, Kurt. They're melting down. How dare them do this to the girls? And I kind of think that they ought to just partner with the TSA. This is the absurd being demonstrated by being completely absurd. Why doesn't the school just partner with the TSA, use the Get Me Naked scanners, and you know what, get the photos, and go ahead and just release everybody in the complete birthday suit they were born in? That's how God wanted them. That's how it ought to be. I mean, Kurt, we have gone from psychotic to flat out insane, sir, in our society.
Couldn't agree more, Sam.
I don't even know how to respond to this story more than that. It's just shocking. And it's the parents, you would think that it'd be like, hey, you know what, I'm grateful for, you know, my daughter being modest. I was trying to get her not to wear that in the first place or whatever. And, you know, this ought to be a real opportunity. Where's the Me Too movement to say we don't want the objectification of women?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, where are the Me Too people stand up going, hey, we want to make sure that, you know, it's just a psychotic, crazy viewpoint that we've embraced in our society. By the way, the double standard takes center stage. Mm-hmm. Remember how all the Democrats, Kurt, were just rioting, saying that Donald Trump is putting, you know, migrant children in cages and all that kind of stuff. Now the headline says, once outraged under the Trump administration, take a much quieter approach under Joe.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it just shows who these people really are. They're not really interested in the issues or the real discussions. Mm-hmm. All right, whacked out Governor Whitmer got caught, Kurt.
Yeah.
She apologized on Sunday after photos were posted showing her dining with at least a dozen others at the Landshark Bar and Grill, buddy. So she got caught. She apologized, and it was against her rule. No more than six could dine. She was hanging out with everybody. And so this is, again, where their credibility is in crisis, Kurt, because you got Whitmer, one of the most belligerent, in-your-face, steal-your-liberty, tyrannical, whatever you want to call it, governors in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like they're competing for a badge of honor to see who could be the most tyrannical and abusive and destructive of our rights and our liberties. But this whacked-out governor believes it's a for ye and not for she plan, Kurt, and it doesn't apply to her. And she got caught. She's apologizing. But how often did she go out and didn't get caught? How often do these people believe it's for us and not for them? She doesn't really believe this, Kurt, or she wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Now she's apologizing, but Kurt, don't mind you. She's going to change the rule now, Kurt. She's going to loosen up the edicts from on high from Queen Esther. I mean, Whitmer.
Yeah.
So now that she got caught, Kurt, she's going to loosen up those rules. So don't you worry. And I just think, wait a minute, where did she get authority? She's in the wrong branch of government. She can't make law, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Great.
If you believe in your supreme law, right? So in my opinion, if she made law where she has no authority, somebody needs to arrest the governor, Kurt.
Good point.
And say, we're not going to tolerate your criminal activity. We elected you to be the governor, not to be the lawmaker. You violated your oath of office. Therefore, we're going to arrest you and put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Am I too extreme, or is that what ought to happen, Kurt?
It sure looks like it to me, Sam.
And I don't know why she thinks she can just do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you say, well, she shouldn't really go to jail for that, set fine. What about for then making a rule, making a law that she has no authority to make in the first place, and then violating the very law she makes?
It's the way
it always
is. And
then she's like, oh, I apologize.
The law is for you and not for me, you know, right?
Congress. Yeah, that's the point. I mean, it's just a shame. But it just shows how dishonest and disingenuous these bureaucrats and, quote, professional do-gooders really are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kurt, do you know who what's that guy's name? Mark McClatchy, is that how you say his name? You know who that guy is?
Doesn't ring a bell right now.
He says this, for defending my home, I was charged with a felony.
Okay, so this is the guy, he and his wife were on their front area when there's a bunch of criminals out in the streets and they were carrying their guns and then to basically, you know, ward off the problem, if you will. Everybody gets a lot more peace-loving when there's guns around. And so now he's decided to run for Senate, right?
Yeah, how do you say it? Mark McCloskey?
I think that's right.
Is that how you say his name?
I'll have to look it up. I
don't want it to be one of those things where I can't, you know, understand how you do the Colbert thing. I don't want it to be like that. So, you know.
Good point.
But really, for defending my home, I was charged with a felony. That's the guy.
Yep.
Mark McCloskey or whatever it is. And,
yeah, you know,
I'm not really for a guy like that running for Senate. And I'll tell you why, Kurt. I don't know how constitutional this guy is. We don't have a history of who he is. I get that he stood up and he had his right to keep and bear arms and he stopped the thugs. I'm grateful for that. I commend him for defending his home. He has every right to do so, a.k.a. castle laws and more. I get it. But we need to be very careful that we don't just launch these people to fame and fortune and prominence.
Great point.
Okay, this Mark guy, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. What I'm saying is society needs to, they need to search for good, honest, wise men and women to serve their country. And I don't know if he's good, honest, or wise. I don't know enough about the guy. So I'm not downing him or saying that he shouldn't run and that he's not worthy or that he wouldn't keep his oath of office. I'm saying that we, the people, need time to comfortably kind of verify that on our own before we back a guy like this. We just seem like a new guy materializes from nowhere, boom, rock star status, boom, elected. And then when things go off the rails, people are like, man, I don't get that. Well, I get it. You didn't vet the guy enough like you should have in the first place, and that's your problem. Now, that might not be true in Mark's case. I'm using this as an example to demonstrate we need to look for good, honest, wise people to serve. And I don't know how you overnight verify that, Kurt. Go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing going for him is he says, I've always been a Republican. That's not the thing I'm talking about. But he says, but I've never been a politician. So at least, you know, there's that going for him.
Yeah, maybe he'd actually take the Republican platform and put it to good use, Kurt. Because if he did, we might need to elect him.
Still like, you know, something to sit on or whatever, you know. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, and I'm not downing Mark with this statement. I'm just taking a general example of how we turn somebody into a rock star overnight, and we virtually know nothing about them. And we need to be very careful about that.
He said, when the mob came to destroy my house and kill my family, I took a stand against them. That's what he says in his campaign announcement video. Now I'm asking for the privilege to take that stand for all of us. He says, I'm a proven fighter against the mob. He says, what I've learned is that people out there in this country are just sick and tired of cancel culture and the poison of critical race theory and the big lie of systemic racism, all backed up by the threat of mob violence. This is from the NYPost.com piece. And the big lie, let's see, it says, that's what he told Tucker Carlson when he was on. He said people are just sick of it. They don't want any more posers and egotists. I don't know what that is. Posers. I guess that's somebody that fakes who they are. And career politicians going to D.C., all we hear is talk and nothing ever changes. Yeah, I guess he went on to accuse President Biden and his Democratic allies of what he called the wholesale slaughter of our civil liberties and wholesale institution of what cannot be called anything but socialism. So anyway, there you go, Sam.
Well, and I think there's some good things from him, and he's saying a couple of the right things, and I commend him. I don't think it's bad. Yeah. And like I say, I'm not using this story to down him. He may be a great guy, and he may be worthy of your vote. All I'm saying to you is let's not get ahead of ourselves. And all I'm saying to you is let's be very careful. Remember voting, ladies and gentlemen, even though they've, you know, manipulated your vote and all the different things and stuff like that, understand that voting is a sacred obligation. And there are real repercussions to the choices that we as the people make in the ballot box. And there are real consequences to choices made. Just look at Joe Biden and how abusing of your rights Joe has become and or is. And the power we the people have given him. We need to be very careful. All right, I have two stories for the last segment of the broadcast today. First one is very concerning indeed. Second one is some of the best news out of the pandemic I've heard to date. How do you like them apples? Kurt Crosby, Sam Bushman on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Kirk Crosby with me. A very, very concerning story, and then a good news piece to round out the broadcast, okay? Listen carefully to this story. Headline, Putting Brains in Sync. Story is by Virginia Hughes. Putting Brains in Sync. Listen carefully to this interesting experiment in the science section. The study, they call it a tour de force in bioengineering, comes after two decades of research on brain-to-brain synchronicity in people. Late one evening last March, just before the coronavirus pandemic shut down the country, Mingxing Wu, a graduate student at Northwestern University, plopped two male mice into a cage and watched as they explored their modest new digs. Sniffing, digging, fighting a little bit. But with a few clicks on a nearby computer, Mr. Wu then switched on a blue light implanted into the front of each animal's brain. That light activated a tiny piece of cortex, spurring neurons in that section of the brain to fire. Mr. Wu zapped the two mice at exactly the same time. And at the same rapid frequency of blue light, putting that portion of their brains quite literally in sync. Within a minute or two, any animus between the two animals, because remember they were fighting a little bit, right? Seemed to disappear. And they clung to each other like long-lost friends. After a few minutes, we saw that those animals actually stayed together, and one animal was grooming the other, said Mr. Wu, who works in the neurobiology lab. It's called Eugenia Kozorovitsky. That's the lab. Mr. Wu and his colleagues then repeated the experiment, but this time they zapped each animal's cortex at frequencies different from the others. This time, the mice displayed a far less urge to bond. The experiment, published this month in Nature of Neuroscience, was made possible thanks to an impressive new wireless technology that allows scientists to observe and manipulate the brains of multiple animals as they interact with one another. The fact that you can implant these miniaturized bits of hardware and turn neurons at will on or off by light is just mind-blowingly cool, said Thalia Weekly, a social neuroscientist, I guess, at Dartmouth College, who was not involved in the experiment. Most neuroscientists have been focused on the individual brain and the functions of its various parts. The whole field is currently built on looking at a brain in a jar. Where's memory? Where's vision? Etc. But to understand nuanced social behaviors, which by definition cannot be observed in isolation, it's very important that we're looking at more than one brain at the same time. They say working on brain patterns and brain alignments could be very valuable. So now they're pitching the real blessing of this kind of research and this kind of manipulation. Putting brains in sync, written by Virginia Hughes. This is a serious, serious thing. And the question is, what will be done with it? On one hand, they want you to believe that the experiment's really cool. It can put people in sync. They want you to believe that this research will be used for good purposes. And I hope that it is, but I don't have confidence. They're calling it extrasensory induction and all kinds of stuff where they're literally syncing brains. People are having what are called coupled wave patterns, so they can manipulate this. Now, they say they're puzzled by how this all works, but they're working on it as they learn to turn on neurons and off neurons with a click of a mouse. They're going to gain other knowledge about cells' activities in regards to behavior. It's called interbrain synchrony, ladies and gentlemen. And I look at this, Kurt, and I go, this is a concern, they say, because everything is implanted. The mice can behave naturally and interact with one another and not even know the difference. But, Kurt, I hope this is used for a good purpose. Remember, technology is neither good nor evil. It's in the eyes of the beholder or in the hands of whoever's intention it really is that needs to be the question. But I look at this and I go, man, this is very concerning, because do you think that they want us all to be in synchronous about God and society and life and good? Or do you think that they will use this to either synchronize us on ideas that they like and want to promote, like communism and socialism, and then get us to fight when we start to talk about the Constitution? And do you think if it can be done by radio waves, that it can be done by some of these Wi-Fi networks? And how will we have to have something always implanted, Kurt, or they learn to be able to control it without an implant? Where is this technology going, and what will be done with it, and who will use it, how, when, why, where? And I'm telling you, it's very scary indeed. Thank heavens we put our trust in God, not in man. But beware of this technology. It's a-coming, and they've been researching it for decades. And trust you me, they're way further along in the research than their ability to capitalize that research and use it in the real world is a gazillion times further than they're willing to let you know at this point. They're putting brains in sync and studying it, they want you to believe, says Virginia Hughes in the article, but they're way beyond that in real life, Kurt, make no mistake. All right, anyway, I thought I'd bring that scary story to your attention, but I got good news to round out the hour. Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wealth Matters is the headline. Pandemic shifts the purpose of money. Americans found that money cannot buy everything. And so now people are using their money to build relationships and help others, according to two recent studies. In the early days of the pandemic, this one guy was enjoying the comfortable life that he built for himself. He manages about $220 million for other people. But in the course of the past year, he and many other people have saw employees struggle financially and emotionally. And he had an uncle die from COVID-19, so he got really involved in this thing. And his views on wealth began to shift along with many other wealthy people now, Kurt. He said, I used to think of wealth as financial independence, to do what you want to do when you want to do it. But now I'm realizing it's not that way. The perspective on money has shifted. Now I view wealth as more as a tool to serve others. Martin is not alone in his attitudes to understand wealth and have a shift on wealth. The pandemic has changed how Americans view wealth in far-reaching ways. According to two recent surveys, even for the wealthiest, the coronavirus challenged the notion that money could buy or get you anything. Sure, if you could charter a plane to get away, maybe. But who could go out to their favorite restaurant or even buy toilet paper during the worst of the pandemic? Answer, nobody. We thought we'd always be able to do the things that we wanted to do, but we couldn't because it was closed. It was shut down. We were prohibited or et cetera. And they go on with this big old article. We thought we could buy whatever we wanted. But no one likes large, unexpected expenses. COVID has made people really define and redefine and change what they really want. Companies are now giving Christmas bonuses to people, basically saying, you know what, we really need to help people. I look at these now as my charitable contributions. Last year, I've invested in more companies than I ever have in any other year, says one wealthy man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they go on and on and on, Kurt. But it all depends on what you focus on. They say people are starting to realize what a difference it makes to look after one another, to be our brother's keeper, if you will. And people are starting to spend more money on ways that help people rather than on their entertainment pursuits. Anyway, the two studies are awesome, and I wanted to give you a chance to respond to this. In my opinion, great news piece, Kurt.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. I mean, imagine if people are realizing that, you know, there's more to life than just the almighty dollar. You know, of course, this does kind of go along with the whole inflation idea and the idea that at least they say that, you know, a little bit of good news is that some of these states are quitting handing out the cash to, you know, unemployment people, like Florida becoming the 23rd state to end $300 unemployment benefit boost to ease business hiring woes. You know, if people have money and they want to buy something, whether it's lumber or something else, but there's nobody working to make the lumber, you know, to do the work, then I don't care how much you want to buy it for. If there's no product there, you can't buy it, right, Sam?
Amen. That is the point. And so people are starting to have a different view. And I think it's a more holy view. I think it's a more responsible view. I think it's great news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
How much good news can you handle in a day, Kurt?
Well, we try to do all the good news we can. I mean, it is painful to have to suffer through it, you know, occasionally, right, Sam?
Yes, indeed. Here's the good news. Ready?
Yeah.
Looks like South Carolina and Texas finally pass what they call open carry. I call AKA constitutional carry. Kurt?
That is great, isn't it? I mean, imagine an America where we follow the Constitution. Kind of way out idea, but anyway. President Trump says his new social media website will be rolled out soon. You know, you can always go to the DonaldJTrump.com/desk, though, and read what he has to say for now. Right, Sam?
Yeah, Donald, call me if you want some help, my friend. I've been trying to reach out to you with no response, but hey, I'm open and willing to work on things that could promote all things liberty, my friend.
And the election audit is resuming in Arizona's largest county. They had some graduations, so they had to take a little break at the Memorial Coliseum there, but they're back to work down there now, Sam.
As well as it should be resuming. We should get to the bottom of it yesterday. Get it done, folks. Expose
Amen
the fraud, and let's move on.
Yeah.
Put the criminals in jail, Kurt.
I guess old Patrick Byrne, he's working hard at exposing things, just like Mike Lindell at Frank Speech, and the Frank Speech stuff is working right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Sam,
I called a guy yesterday and talked to him about going to the Red Pill Expo, Kurt, which I'm going to, and he basically said, yeah, we're on Frank Speech, so I thought that was pretty cool. God save the Republic!